You're welcome back. Now, just when it looked like Ryan Tubridy was on the home straight in his bid to get back behind the mic at RTE, a deal that was almost 2 months in the making unravelled in less than 24 hours. So as the dust settles on that bombshell delivered towards the end of the week that he would not now be returning to the station, what now for Ryan Tubridy? And can RTE management now move on to focus on what really matters, the crisis in its funding? Hugh Linehan of the Irish Times has been following events and he's on the line now. Good afternoon, Hugh.
Hi, how are you?
Hugh, your colleague Fintan O'Toole described Ryan Tubridy in his column this week as engaging in a Lanigan's Ball type dance of sorry, not sorry when he issued that statement on Wednesday. So did he deserve to be cut loose by RTE?
Well, I think we've moved beyond the question of whether he deserved to do it or not. This was a negotiation. Everybody involved in the negotiation was a grown-up and decision. Everybody had a right to make what decisions they deemed fit at the time. It was an extraordinary moment, very unusual one, where everything really just turned on a pin there in the space of just a few hours on Thursday, where it looked as if everything had been sorted. It had been a good week for Ryan Tubridy because the second Grant Thornton report really vindicated everything he'd been saying about the payments between 2017 and 2019. And really, in my view anyway, showed that RTE had treated him quite badly and possibly even, you know, owed him an apology in relation to that part of this scandal. If he had not issued that statement, we'd probably be talking about he'll be back on the air on September the 4th, and he's in a very good position, has been vindicated. So it's really, I suppose, ultimately, it was in his own hands, and it's as a result of his own actions that we are where we are now.
You wouldn't buy into the argument then that has been repeated several times that he had been badly advised?
Well, there are two arguments about this. I mean, Kevin Backhurst, the Director General, has used those very words. Other commentators have pointed out that Ryan Tubridy is a 50-year-old man and is therefore responsible for his own actions and is responsible for which advisors he chooses and which advisors he chooses to listen to. I do note that in today's newspapers, there's a suggestion from some people described as sources close to Ryan Tubridy that they felt that Kevin Backhurst always wanted to jettison Ryan Tubridy, and that's what really happened this week. That seems unlikely to me. What seems more likely to me is that Kevin Backhurst, like any good manager of a large complex organisation in a crisis, had scenario planned a number of eventualities that might happen over the course of these few weeks, and played his hand as best he could. And I think, to be fair to him, I think that's exactly what he's done.
Now, the papers are full of speculation, of course, today about what Ryan Tubridy could or should do next, and everything from legal action to podcasting is being proffered as an option. What's your opinion on that?
Well, as a podcaster myself, I have to tell them it's great fun. In many ways, it's much more fun than live radio, with all due respect to you. I mean, it'd be a bit of a career swerve for him, but it's an interesting one. He'd have to accept the fact that it's less lucrative than his previous career would be, but I could see he has some of the talents required for that. He does seem to me to be an RTE lifer, and some people have suggested that now that we know that he was only going to be paid, when I say only, I use that word advisedly, but only going to be paid 170,000 per year for his new radio contract, radio and podcast contract, which didn't happen in the end, obviously, that he's now within the available prices that the News Talks or the Today FMs of this world might want. But I'm just not sure that he's a great fit for News Talk or Today FM for a variety of reasons. We probably don't have time to go into here.
And moving on from that, with this whole Tubridy element of the scandal now in the rearview mirror, hasn't RTE management now got bigger problems on its hands? This whole scandal seeing licence fee revenue down by 4.5 million in just 2 months, on top of the already 65 million it costs in evasion every year anyway.
There's been a funding problem in RTE for 10 years or more. That problem was exacerbated by COVID. Underlying all of it is a problem which faces all media organisations and not just public service ones, which is that audiences are moving away from traditional platforms and that revenue is moving away with them. That means that all media organisations, not just RTE, need to reconsider what their core purpose is and what they need to do in order to deliver that appropriately to an audience. RTE still has huge audiences. audiences, but it has problems that its audience is aging. It's not acquiring new television viewers. They're going elsewhere to the Netflixes of this world. It needs to really rethink in the way that other organisations like the BBC are doing what it's going to do into the future. In order to do that, of course, it needs to be on a sound financial footing. And RTE has not been well served by successive governments in relation to that. These problems are very profound. They will not be fixed by additional funding. But additional funding or a more secure funding model forms part of figuring out what public service broadcasting means into the future.
All right, Hugh Linehan, thanks indeed for joining us today.